Hey, this is Dean Marash from SoCal Car Scene Podcast. Welcome, everybody. This is our very first video podcast, and we're excited to bring it to you. I'm here with my host and co-host, Jay Marash. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how's it going? Wow, first time on camera. I wonder what that's going to be like.
I don't know. Do you feel sorry for the people that are watching, or are you excited for them?
Well, you know what's funny? As I was a public radio reporter for a while, and I met one of my first fans, and they were like, "Oh my gosh, you're Jason Marash from KZYX," and I'm like, yeah. And she's like, "I love your voice and everything, but you know what? Just forgive me for saying this, but I thought you were some scrawny white dude. I didn't expect this big Filipino guy."
Well, you're Big J Marash. Apparently, they don't know about your handle, so you do have kind of a nickname now.
That's what they call me, Big J.
Big J's here. He's co-hosting.
That's also why I wore the muscle tee today.
Yeah, thank you. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but Big J is rocking the swag for SoCal Classic Car Storage.
Oh, yeah. You got to take a look at these
hats. We've got the new hats, so they are available for those of you that are interested.
$30 will get you these hats.
So yeah, we'll ship them to you. Please let us know. But this show is brought to you by SoCal Classic Car Storage here in Laguna Hills. We offer storage. We offer consignment. And, of course, these podcasts, which are amazing, quite frankly.
Yeah, we're actually here in the warehouse right now.
Yeah, this is our new podcast studio. We're going to see how well this works. We had a studio in our other building, and, we just felt like we needed to be amongst the cars.
Yeah, right. Like, if this was the classic car podcast, then we needed to be around cars. It's just what we needed to do.
It's natural, and that's what you guys expect. So, Jay, let's talk a little bit about the fact that we're now adding a video component to our podcast. We've been strictly audio until this episode right now. So why are we doing this? Tell people where they can find the content when we're done with it.
Well, you know what it is people just been bugging us the whole time. Why aren't you doing video? I was like, "Oh, I don't want to do video. That's so much work." But we finally caved in. Oh, but on a more serious note, we are doing this video stuff to kind of give you a more exclusive look at our guests, and also put a face to the name, and maybe even make it a little bit more exciting content, put it on YouTube. We're actually going to be creating an entirely new YouTube channel, the SoCal Car Scene. So along with this podcast, we're going to be starting making some car content pretty soon. So make sure that you like and subscribe to these videos, so that way you'll never miss an episode of what we're going to have, and it's going to be great. So just make sure that you subscribe and leave us some comments too.
So as you might have gathered, Jay is in charge of our burgeoning social media channels, and a couple of them that have really been cranking lately are our Instagram pages. We got @SoCalClassic, which is for SoCal Classic Car Storage. Uh-huh. And tell them a little bit about the SoCal Car Scene page.
At the SoCal Car Scene page, we've kind of just got that up and running, but it's going to be a continuation of this podcast. So we're going to give you some video highlights. We're going to give you some views of car shows when we're done with quarantine. So it's going to be some great content, just little minute videos, just to maybe even give you behind the scenes look at what we do here at SoCal Classic Car Storage, and also at the SoCal Car Scene, where we meet some of the coolest people, and we really have a lot of fun making this podcast.
We have to be careful not to show them that we're really not working and that it's as much fun as it is, Jay. I mean, so we do have to find a balance.
Yeah, don't tell anybody we don't work.
Yes, please. All right, Jay, great introduction to all our social media good stuff. It's really growing fast. So one thing I want to talk a little bit about is, with corona restrictions being sort of lifted, not really, we're in some phase two, and nobody seems to understand that. Governor Newsom is making it up as he goes. For us car people, we're a little concerned about that.
Kind of like how we do it on this podcast.
Kind of. It's, you know, maybe we were inspired by Newsom. Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
We just like, we're gonna improvise like Newsom.
Newsom, yes. He's our inspirations. One day you can go to the beach, the next day you're going to get arrested. So as they are lifted, we're going to start inviting more and more people back to our studio. Now, if we continue to do the studio here in the warehouse, That'll be great because we're here with the cars and that's where we feel most comfortable. But if necessary, we can use our podcast booth in the other building as well. Right, Jay?
Sure, sure, sure. We have other ways that we can do this. But yeah, there's, you know, this is kind of like the new format that we're going to use. Of course, with this quarantine thing, we also have to respect some of our guests that actually don't want to come see our lovely faces.
How's that possible? What?
I know, right?
What if we could do the show with masks, Jay, and gloves?
No. Yeah, I know, but
and
we
social distance.
Yeah, but fortunately we have Zoom, so we're going to do some Zoom calls for our guests that are either way out of here or they just don't want to come by. So we will still keep the video going on, but sometimes our video will come from far away.
Far away. Far away places. Right now we've been picking up some great guests. We'll talk a little bit about those in a little bit, but what I want to do also is to talk about a collaboration that we recently been doing for the last 3 weeks, I suppose, with a guy that's super on top of video, and that's Sean Davis at Autotopia LA.
Oh yeah, he's super on top of it.
This cat, this cool dude, is filming some incredible builds in the car world. These are SEMA quality builds, muscle cars, 1,000 horsepower engines, just cutting edge design. And what we've been collaborating with Sean is to allow him to use our facility for these photo shoots with, you know, these incredible cars. Matter of fact, we got one or two coming today, Jay. So what do you think of these? You know, Sean's got Autotopia LA at Autotopia LA. And if you haven't been out there on that YouTube channel or on his Instagram page, check it out. There's some incredible stuff that he's producing.
And we'll post a link to that. You can see it in the description below.
What do you think of all the things that Sean and his team are doing?
Oh, they're a lot of fun. They're looks like they're having a blast. Looks like it's providing something great for his audience. They're doing some really great stuff.
But you know, the quality, the professionalism of what they're producing is super high. Cameras everywhere, professional equipment, people that really know what they're doing in the editing and production standpoint. So I'm really impressed with the caliber of the work and the people as well as the cars.
Yeah, they have really good guys working for there. I'm impressed. It's like a movie set.
It really is. It does. This place becomes a movie set. So
and Sean Davis even looks like a movie star.
Dude, he is a star. He's a burgeoning star. Right?
So I think you guys are twins.
Hey, so we look forward to seeing Sean Davis from Autotopia LA at Autotopia LA later on today. We're excited about that. But let's talk a little bit about the elephant in the room.
What's that?
COVID-19 or AKA Corona.
I think an elephant could fit in this room.
Right? Well, we don't want to clean up after an elephant. It's hard enough to clean up after these cars, to be honest.
Yeah.
I do not want to clean up after an elephant.
Yeah, right. Some cars are elephants, though.
COVID-19 is truly the elephant in the room. It's had a tremendous impact on the car world. I've seen people that are really just devastated with the fact that these shows are no longer going to be held. The biggest reaction I've seen so far is the shutdown of Pebble Beach. And that's, you know, Monterey Car Week is really just the mecca for the car world. And people look forward to it. We're looking forward to seeing all the pictures. Most of us can't go. Many of us can't afford to go. But I think it really shocked the conscience of many car people when that got canceled, because that was way out in August.
Yeah, Monterey Car Week, wow. It's kind of like going without baseball. It's a yearly, it's a pastime.
Yeah.
It's an auto pastime, and we're going to miss it.
And unfortunately, we, of course, had been invited to take one of our customers' cars and consign it there and run it through the auction. And so, of course, that's probably why it got canceled, because we had plans to go. It's our fault.
Probably. Right? I think Newsom had something to do with it, probably.
Oh, blaming the governor. It's just too easy.
Blame the governor for everything.
It's just
man.
Too easy. So a lot of car shows. And then locally, one of the biggest car shows that unfortunately had to get canceled was Cruising for a Cure. Our favorite charity, to be honest with you. Prostate cancer charity. All the proceeds go to prostate cancer. Debbie Baker runs that show. I think it's 20 years now. And what a fantastic show. The biggest one-day car show and cruise in I believe, in the West Coast and maybe the United States. That recently got canceled, and that's out in September.
Yeah, well, you know, I think she's just playing it safe over there. You know, there's a lot of you know, older gentlemen that go to that show, and so it wouldn't be right to put them at risk. I think I understand why she's doing it, but we'll miss it. We go to that show every year. We usually have a booth, so, and that's always fun. We just sit there and talk to people and drink beer and
sell merchandise, show off cars, yeah. You know, but you know, we love that. It's just feels so right at home for us. And I'm sure she'll be up and running and back normal next year.
Yeah, but, I think so.
So let's talk a little bit. Oh, and the auctions have been affected right now. So most all the auctions face-to-face have been canceled. But what we're seeing is virtual auctions instead now. So I guess they're relying on phone bidders, internet bidders. And so I wonder if these auctions are going to, you know, have not just a temporary impact, but maybe how they're conducted might be changed pretty dramatically going forward. What do you think, Jay? Or will they get back to big circus tents and you know, the big thing at Barrett Jackson and Scottsdale?
I think this is just temporary, to be honest with you. I don't see them going away from the model. There's an excitement, there's a thrill at being at an auction, and that's like kind of like what adds to it. And I'm sure that's what kind of adds to the peer pressure of buying a car is the
peer
is the
pressure
crowd.
I can't believe you said
sure.
That.
Hey, mixed with the alcohol and the crowd, you could probably buy a lot of things.
Our customers have never bought on impulse. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. So yeah,
hey man, you know what, you could lose your house while you're in it. What a great way of technology.
Are you saying that they pump the oxygen in the room and amp up the music?
How is it not like going to the casino, man? It's the same thing.
And feeding you alcohol to buy that
not to
numbers
say
matching SS 1974 54 Chevelle.
Yeah, who knows?
Okay, all right. I don't want to get into conspiracy theories, but auctions seem to have been
Epstein.
Able. What?
You said conspiracy theories. I just automatically thought Epstein, but whatever.
Stop it. Stop it with that. So, yeah, I think one of the ones that really we have still have some hope, though, Jay, SEMA is still hanging on. I've seen a lot of, you know, I'm on the newsletter for SEMA, and I receive that probably on a weekly basis, but they're sending out, hey, we're still planned in November. We're still going to have SEMA in Las Vegas. How do you think that's going to change? Huge halls, thousands of people. Do you think it's going to happen? And B, how's it going to be different? Do you think we'll be doing the social distancing, or is that a thing of the past?
Well, first, I mean, it's still up in the air whether or not SEMA is going to happen.
Really?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm not completely 100% sure that it's going to happen.
Wow.
Yeah, it might get canceled. And if it does, it'll definitely look something different. And in fact, maybe it'll consolidate. And let's just say, even if it does happen, because the crazy thing about this coronavirus is that you actually have people who are starting to, like, you know, not really care anymore, and they're starting to go outside and they're starting to live their lives, but there's still going to be a lot of people who are just scared. So whether or not the government tells them that they can go out is irrelevant, because some people are just like, well, I'm not going to go to the crowd. So even if it does happen, I don't see as
you think
big
the attendance will naturally just drop off.
Oh yeah, because the attendance will go down and the amount of participants will go down.
Well,
for sure.
You know, I think that's a strong argument, but on the flip side, I'll argue the opposite, because car people aren't afraid of nothing.
Yeah, no, most people aren't. I think that they're just I think with car culture, there's a certain rebellious nature to it.
I think they're in denial.
Tread on me.
I think they're in denial about this whole Corona 19.
Oh yeah, for
you know,
sure.
The threat of it.
Yeah.
So you know, we've seen that a lot as our customers come in here, and they're you know, they see nothing wrong with trying to go 95 miles an hour and then spin donuts and do crazy things with 1,000 horsepower. So remember, that's the mindset of a lot of car enthusiasts. They're used to pushing the envelope.
Or they're just used to just, you know, being outlaws.
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 Yeah. But let's talk about the future of car shows. And I think what we've seen is that's changing. Now, before some of our guests here today from Autotopia LA come, they're going to be involved in what's called a quarantine cruise. It's down in Huntington Beach, but in a lot of other cities around the country, they're starting to take off. Well, they'll meet up at a place like a shut-down mall, and there's a lot of those around lately, unfortunately, sadly, right? And they meet there, and they start their engines, and it's one big serpentine of hundreds of cars. Now, the one in Huntington Beach is up to 200-300 cars. And so I know of at least four or five of those around here. It's kind of like the new birthday party drive-by parade, going by the house during the stay-at-home stuff. So thoughts about that? Is that somehow going to be baked into the future of the car show?
It's going to – it's a temporary aid right now. Everybody keeps talking about the new normal with this quarantine thing. But, you know, I think that just everything's going to eventually return back normal. What we're seeing here is just ad hoc. We're just seeing people improvise, and eventually we're all going to go back to cars and coffee. We're all going to go back and meet up. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe there will be longer cruises. Who knows? But well, I don't really see this as like the new normal.
I'm going to be honest, Jay. We've had some great guests on the SoCal Car Scene podcast lately. Really excited about some of these guests. The last one we had, Jeff Thisted. What a ball of energy, a TV star, a car talking head, a gentleman that gets out there amongst the people on the Hot Rod Power Tour. He's done a lot of TV shows for Motor Trend and Discovery. What a guy. What'd you think of Jeff?
Oh, wow. He was bundles of fun. He is very excitable. I mean, he seems like, you know, a kid that just gets excited about everything. Right. That's Jeff. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I think he's led a charmed life, too. But what's cool about Jeff is his passion for being a game show host came to reality, and then he turned that TV experience into his passion for cars, and so a great combination. I love to see how these lives evolve. So you got to listen to that podcast, because I just think Jeff's story is, you know, just inspiring for a lot of people that want to go do something really cool for a living.
Yeah. And if you missed any of those podcasts, you can actually find them on our YouTube channel. They will all be uploaded. Of course, there won't be any video to them, but you can actually still hear, listen to them on YouTube, or you can go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you listen to those podcasts. So if you missed any of our episodes, you can just follow the link in the description.
And we had Derek Hill, the race car driver. You know, here's a guy also doing some stunt driving now. He did some stunt driving in Ford versus Ferrari. I thought that was a really, really fascinating trip down his life. And, of course, his father won F1. He's the only American-born F1 driver to win the series. Mm-hmm. So, again, what an interesting cat with a great life story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was he had some really great stories to tell. He really did. That was amazing how his father lost out on all those cars, or just, you know, we can never know these days on just, you know, what's going to be collectible, what's going to be not.
Well, you know, I think what he brought to our attention is we all think about these Ferraris from the 50s and 60s worth $5, $10, $20 million, and back then they were just a race car.
Yeah.
So, and race car drivers weren't making a lot of money. They were trying not to die on the weekends. So once their car wasn't competitive, they sold it, and then they moved on to the next car, and they spent all their money on the car.
Yeah, well, hindsight's 20/20.
Right, absolutely. So we love Derek Hill. Speaking of interesting people, Dave Smith, owner, founder of Factory 5 Racing.
Yeah.
His operation's been quarantined during this shutdown, but that was a great, great conversation, and we're going to be partnering up with him if SEMA goes as planned, right? I mean,
yep, we're going to do a live podcast from SEMA, or at least we're going to try. We've never tried out that technology, so and also be patient with us too. We're actually, this is our first video that we're doing, and probably the first video that I've made since my freshman year of college. So a little patience here as we work out the kinks with all this video.
Patience, Jay, you're an expert. I'm the ignorant one.
I know, right? And yet you tell me how to do my job. Funny how that works.
But great guy, and we've got lots of Factory 5 Cobras around here. We've sold those cars. We built them. They're incredible. And then I want to shout out to Keith Barton. That's the last guest I want to mention. Publisher of some of the greatest car magazines in the car world right now, Car Collector Magazine, American Car Collector Magazine, as well as Sports Car Market. Poor guy, he's been through a difficult time, but he's navigating COVID-19 and continuing to publish those magazines. What do you think, Keith?
I don't know how he's doing it, but he's keeping it alive. He's invincible to market forces. He just keeps going.
What a cerebral, creative gentleman who just has got an incredible passion for cars, and it oozes out of him. And I really enjoyed that episode.
Yeah, I think that was I enjoyed that one too. You know, I really was really involved. I really wanted to see what his take was, you know, on the press, considering my journalism background. So I enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah, so we've had some great guests. We really appreciate all of our guests. Keep your eyes out for Muffy Bennett. She'll be joining us this week, who is a great car enthusiast. She works for the Leak Auctions. She works for the Ritchie Auctions. She runs a business. She's going to be fascinating, so look for that to happen this coming week. Now, Jay, you're rocking our new hat. Do you want to talk about any more swag we got?
Oh, yeah. Be on the lookout for SoCal Car Scene stickers, as you can see here. We're ordering those right now. I do believe that those will be going for about maybe $2, $3 a piece. So just be on the lookout for all this different stuff. We're going to be starting to sell some other things like the hats, the stickers. And once we get that up on our website, you can order it online. So, yeah, just be on the lookout.
Be on the lookout for swag. I don't know that I'm pronouncing that right, but it sounds right, swag. So I think that's a wrap, Jay. I think we're done. We wanted to reach out, get started on this new format with video and audio, and I think we're off and running.
Yeah, I think we had a good time. I think we learned a lot by doing this. So I'm looking forward to further videos. Make sure that you hit that subscribe button once again so you never miss a SoCal Car Scene podcast or the SoCal Car Scene videos that we're going to make. That will include you know, overviews and reviews of cool cars out there, more of like a luxury feel. I think that's kind of what we're going for. And also coverage of car culture in Southern California like we always do. Hey. We're probably going to get some interns here to help us out, and you'll get to meet them in the future when we meet them, of course, but we haven't gotten to that yet. So just be on the lookout for big things. This is going to be a lot of fun, and we look forward to delivering more content to you.
Hey, and don't hesitate to come by visit us here at SoCal Classic Car Storage in Laguna Hills, the lovely city of. We'd love to meet you. We also want to hear from you, so please let us know what you think of these podcasts. We can't wait to get your feedback. Give us a like. Give us some feedback. We can't wait to see you. So please come by and pick up some swag or come visit us and say hi here in Laguna Beach. I think that's a wrap for me, Jay.
Yeah, that'll do it all for us here at the SoCal Car Scene. Remember that you can follow us at the SoCal Car Scene. All the links to all of our stuff and our website can be found in the description below. So just go on and click. Give us a like, give us a comment, give us a share. Anything that you can do to help us out, make this podcast great. So thank you so much. This has been Jason Marash, technical director, producer of the SoCal Car Scene podcast and the SoCal Car Scene itself. And you've been listening here to Dean Marash, who is the host and the owner of SoCal Classic Car Storage. Thank you so much for stopping by. And once again, happy driving.